Okay, so welcome everyone. Very lovely to be with you. Just a couple of words that there will be a brief guided meditation, which will be followed by whatever questions you want to explore. So, just for now, if you can. Turn your attention inward, turn your gaze inward. You're welcome to close your eyes or not as you feel. And welcome your experience. Without defining it. Simply be not knowing. Meaning, you don't need the past. And for the duration of this meeting, you can let go of any objective, any goal, any destination. So that the mind can come to rest. And the presence, awareness. Your very self. Your essential nature can reveal itself . Whatever appears to you appears out of the universe effortlessly. There is no one doing anything. Notice the heartbeat. The gentle breath. And sensations within your body. There are no divisions. It's one flow. One movement. Which is arising in the stillness. And out of the stillness. Like waves arise out of the ocean. Experiences, meaning thoughts and sensations and perceptions, arise out of that which is beyond any movement, beyond any arising. So you can invite yourself, invite the mind to sink deeper and deeper into being. Without any structure. In being and as being, as presence, there are no issues. No problems. Nothing to attain or avoid. Because avoiding and attaining and seeking are in time, while presence, awareness is not in time. The me narrative is in time. What happened to me, my family, my relationships, my past, my future. The me narrative is in time, meaning in thought. Mentation and sensation. But you, the real you, the reality of consciousness, of awareness, the reality which in this moment perceives that which is and knows it is. That knowingness that beingness is not in time. The time appears to you as memories and thoughts, the world appears to you as images. Your body appears to you as sensations. But you do not appear. And yet, you, I, is undeniable. All sorts of things happen in the world, the body, in the mind. The 10-year-old body mind is different from the 20-year-old and from the 30-year-old. The world 20 years ago and the world today. But that which is the reality of this moment of I, of consciousness, of being, that does not change. The wide open sky remains as it is, irrespective of the shape and the size of the clouds which appear within it. Essence is eternal. The conditioned mind believes that I exist within the narrative, that I am a man, a woman, I'm somebody, I'm a person existing in time and space. And based on this model, the reality of consciousness, the reality which is and perceives, is overlooked. It appears as if something is happening to you. You being this character in the dream. But you are not, in fact, a character in the dream, because you are viewing the dream. You are aware. And awareness is not something in the dream. It's the other way around. The dream is something in awareness. The dance of awareness. Within itself. From itself and to itself. The now refers to formless awareness. It does not refer to a point in time. It refers to the eternity of being. Impersonal, universal being. Which never leaves itself. To become something. Because the now is infinite. Being is infinite, non-finite. Reality is non-finite. It has no opposite. There is no opposite to reality. Being is, and non-being is not and has never been and can never be. Whatever seems to be finite It's just a conceptual impression. In ignorance, the mind believes that this conceptual impression of objects is real. And as the mind is deluded by this belief, the belief in limited forms and limited things and limited realities, the body-mind feels limited, contracted. Material, mortal, phenomenal. There is a liberating understanding. The understanding about our true nature, our true self. An understanding about one reality, and that I, this aware presence, is real. Consciousness is real. When it is non-phenomenal, and it is the reality of our experience, the reality of the world, body-mind. It is important to recognize this understanding, to explore this understanding, and to test this understanding in your thoughts, in your perceptions, in your actions, in your life, in your body. With perseverance and patience, and love and kindness, making yourself available. For the understanding to live itself in your life, in your mind, in your body. You have to be willing to suspend the habitual mind when it's not needed, and to use it when it's needed to drive to the market and buy the groceries. But to suspend the me mind, the psychological me mind. It is not needed. For the celebration of life. Our love for truth and our thirst for freedom and understanding. Is precious. The greatest offering is the offering of yourself.